Today, there are reportedly over 1,000 official dog parks in the United States alone. However, the original concept has not changed much in almost 50 years. The traditional fenced-in dog park, with some grass, dirt, and benches for humans, is still the prevalent model. The original intent of having an area for dogs to be off-leash is still crucial, but dog parks also have other roles as public space. Welcome to Dog Parkology. Through discussions with our expert guests, our episodes will look at dog parks as a once unique invention that have grown into something much bigger. The goal is to highlight the many benefits of dog parks and look at what improvements might be made to build connected communities that are also in harmony with nature. I'm Jenna Blum, a New York Times bestselling author and dog mom, and your narrator. We hope to encourage people to think outside the fence, to expand what constitutes a dog park experience, not just as they are, but as they should be. Please join us over this mini-series, brought to you by the creators of Dog Save the People and Dog Walk Meditation podcasts. Visit our website, dogparkology.com, for more information. Follow Dog Parkology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.